So hi, my name is Vivian, and today I'm going to be talking about how can a real scientist believe in God. So a bit of intro myself to give a context. I grew up in a very science-centered family. My dad's a prof in chemical engineering, and he'd always teach me to ask questions about how things work. So I guess he did succeed in getting me to follow in his footsteps, because I went on to get a chem and bioengineering degree at Princeton, and for better or for worse, this curiosity led me to now be in a PhD at McGill. And of course, as you guys know, to do a PhD in the sciences, you really have to believe that science works and commit to pursuing it as a way of understanding the world we live in. But at the same time, I'm also someone who believes in God. So then people ask me, how is it possible to believe in both science and God? So this dichotomy of pitting science against faith isn't actually, it's actually quite recent. And it's risen to the forefront of the public's mind because of this group called the New Atheists, led by this guy called Richard Dawkins. How many of you guys have read him before? Okay, he's written the book, The God Delusion, and I quote from his book, it says, "Faith is the great cop-out, the great excuse to evade the need to think and evaluate evidence. Faith is belief in spite of, even perhaps because of, the lack of evidence." And so people like him have led to this general public opinion that if you believe in science, you cannot in good conscience also be a religious person, because science is the real mechanism by which we understand the world, but faith is just something people hold on to when science doesn't give them enough information. And so I've struggled with this, and I'm sure there are a lot of you here being smart intellectuals who have similar questions. And maybe you do look down on religious people as not being scientific enough or seeing it as a cop-out. I'm not here to tell you why you should or shouldn't believe in God. There are plenty of other talks on that. But I'm here more to give you a personal perspective on how I reconcile my pursuit of science and God, and in fact find that a true pursuit of one actually should lead to the pursuit of the other and vice versa. But I want to start off describing a bit about how science works, because many times when people enter into this discussion, they speak of science as having the final say or the ultimate good. The reasoning goes something like, my biology textbook tells me that we came from apes, the Bible says we didn't, and because science is always right, therefore the Bible is wrong. But science isn't really the static list of absolutely true statements. Rather, it's a collection of the extent of human knowledge of the physical world so far. And we arrive at this via the scientific method, which goes something like, we observe something about the natural world, we then make a hypothesis or our best guess about why that happens, and through repeated testing and observation, we either validate or disprove that hypothesis. And after that, if we validate that, that would lead to a theory, and when that theory becomes universally true, it then leads to a law. But what I've learned about from doing science a lot is that a lot of what we know, what we think we know, is actually more hypothesis, or at most a theory, and very rarely a law, for a couple of reasons. The first of all is that it's not possible to observe everything with our physical senses, so we still have to use our imagination to a certain degree. For example, chemical reactions. We can put something together and we see like a purple gas or like the solution change color. And we can use what we observe to imagine, you know, that a bonds have been broken or formed, but we aren't actually observing the individual atoms and molecules that are undergoing these chemical reactions. So there's a certain faith, in fact, in believing that what we cannot see is happening based on the byproducts of what we can actually observe. But secondly, even if we do observe something with our senses sometimes deceive us. Anyone who has been to a trick eye museum and has you know, undergone some kind of illusion, you would know that our senses can't always be trusted. And even if our senses are right, sometimes our unconscious biases play into the way we interpret data. There was a meta-study on acupuncture that found that 47 out of 47 studies, so 100% of studies in acupuncture done in China, Taiwan, and Japan, said that acupuncture worked, but then when this same study was done in US, Sweden, and UK, only 56% said it worked. So there, even though it's the same data, it showed that there is some kind of cultural biases that actually plays into the way that we interpret the data. And then, of course, there's the problem of irreproducibility, that even though scientists say, you know, we do this experiment multiple times, it's actually impossible to perfectly control all the variables all the time. Things from the weather, whether it's summer or winter when you do the experiment, or even your emotional state when you do the experiment in the lab, or dust in the air could affect the way that the outcome is. And then even if everything is perfectly controlled and you are not a biased person, science still is limited in that it limits reality to what our senses can perceive, the how of the way things work. But it can't answer the why. It can't answer questions of meaning, of value, and the good life. Not that they aren't important or good questions to ask, but science just can't answer these questions. For example, a cake. Science can tell you what's in the cake, what the ingredients are, what the flavor profile is, but it can't tell you why it was baked to celebrate Matilda's birthday, for example. Science can't account for math and logic. Science presupposes them. Metaphysical truths, the fact that there are minds that are not my own outside of my mind. Ethical judgment, so what is moral? And aesthetic judgments of what is beautiful, what is good. So hear me out, I'm not saying in any way that science is bad, and I love science with all its flaws and experiments that I can't reproduce that drive me crazy. But I think that when this question is posed, it's often given giving science too much credit and being the only way to ascertain truth when science does have its limitations. But what is really good about science in general is a scientific way of thinking. The fact that you can make observations and then have the best hypothesis, the best fit to try to explain this data. But in fact, I think this scientific way of thinking can be used to approach issues of faith. But observations not just about the physical world, but about the human experience. So data such as we exist, we love, we think humans have value, people have spiritual experiences all the time and believe strongly in God because of these spiritual experiences. A man named Jesus existed and started a world movement because of his life, death, and resurrection. So how does your worldview answer these questions? How does it make sense of this data? Because if we are truly serious about being scientific, then we should have some kind of working hypotheses to explain this data. If you believe that the world is only composed of a bunch of atoms bumping randomly into each other, then how do you explain a human's longing for meaning and for value? I have found that the Christian worldview is the most complete, compelling explanation of this data, but that's a talk for another time. So instead of science being opposed to each other, I think they actually both are methods that humans use to try to seek the big picture or grand narrative with which we integrate our vision of reality. As people of faith, a love for God should mean a love for his world, because its equations, logic, and patterns are one way that God communicates his nature to us. The fact that he put color in the world means that he's a God that loves beauty. And as for people who are serious about science, should you care about faith? To answer this, I would ask you, why do you do science? In my experience as a scientist, I would answer this question in two ways. The first is my curiosity, so I want to understand the way the world works. But secondly, a practical application of wanting to actually improve people's lives with science. And I think that these two same motivations actually would apply to asking questions of faith. So this, first of all, the curiosity, I would say that this should not just extend to the way the natural world works, but should extend to the human experience. Who are we? Why are we here? And how are we meant to live? But second of all, in terms of the practical application, if we want to actually improve people's lives, what do we mean by this improvement? Asking questions of faith informs us on how to live life the way we were meant to live. And in our interactions with others, how should we treat others? And what does a just society actually look like? The scientific pursuit itself begs the question, where are we all going? What is the end goal of all this science? We used to just develop anything that would make us efficient and productive, the assembly line that came with the Industrial Revolution. And then we found out that these kind of inventions lead to non-ethical conclusions where laborers are exploited and people are just cogs in a machine robbed of their dignity and freedom. And so now we're trying to do more fair trade and more direct sourcing. We thought that the iPhone was the best invention in the world, but now with all these apps, we're just more hurried and anxious and depressed. And now we need more apps to help us to reduce the amount of time that we spend on our iPhone. And so technological advance in and of itself does not have a moral compass. It needs something outside of itself to tell it where it should or should not go. That just because you can change the DNA of babies using CRISPR doesn't mean that you should. And I think this is why real scientists not only can believe in God by the same scientific method, way of thinking, but are compelled to think about these questions if we want our pursuit of science to not just be a mindless activity of churning out more information about a blind and different world, but instead discovering the truth, goodness, and beauty in this world, which I believe would point us to the truth, true, good, and beautiful creator who is behind it all, and give us clues on how we are to do science and more broadly live life in a meaningful and purposeful way. Thank you.